corporate governance, which are the coaches. That's why we talk a lot about the coaches. So you make more money being able to review the games you got wrong versus the games that you got right. And another thing is that perception, right? It's always 50-50. And I steal from Rene Descartes, and I steal from Socrates, a life left unexamined is not worth living. And there's great media out there, there's great movies like 500 Days of Summer, shows like The Twilight Zone, the Sex and the City episode, he's just not into that into you. It turned into a movie, to a book, The Affair, the one that just came out with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant, right? The Undoing. Right? There's a big difference between perception and hope. Remember, hope is not a strategy. So there's a big difference between what you hope, what you wish for, and what reality is. In the United States, we're all about belief, right? So a lot of people joining on Periscope, if you have any questions about betting on football games, let me know. But this is a big part of it, right? The number one rule of betting is never bet your own team, right? Number two, always do your research, because perception is always 50-50, right? Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. So that's why you make more money, right? Looking at the games you got wrong versus the game you got right. And then being able to differentiate using probability theory, right? Have MBA, securities licenses. So we use business and financial concepts in order to wager on the games successfully. I've done it over a 12-year period. My wife's bought $40,000 worth of gasoline for the last 10 years, all with betting dollars, right? So that's why it's so important to be able to review. Again, it's more important, right, to review the games you got wrong versus the games you got right, and to check your thinking, right? You know, and we're fortunate when you're middle class to poor to lower middle class, you don't have yes people around. You have people who tell you when you are wrong and why. All right. So the number one game we got wrong last week was actually we got the Chargers. We were all over the Chargers being able to cover the +4 against the Raiders. But the over under, I got wrong that I should have gotten right. I went under. And again, I went 5 unders this week that we'll examine that I really, you know, got profit again, right? Around, you know, 58%, 17 and 10. Nobody gets our numbers, right? And I think it's because of the brutal honesty. You got to be brutally honest with yourself about the games you got wrong that you should have gotten correctly, right? So number one being the Raiders, right? The Raiders, whatever, for whatever reason, their cornerbacks and offensive backfield, most of those guys are out of shape. We saw it at the end of the Indianapolis game. The Raiders have been giving up 37 points a game. They fired a defensive coordinator. They got Rob Marinelli. Rob Marinelli was there basically for motivation, rah, rah, rah. It only worked so far until they got into overtime. It never should have been in overtime. They had it. So we predicted the game correctly up until the end. We should have known that that Raider defense, the defensive backs are out of shape, man. They can't, they wear down in the fourth quarter and they gave up a long play. They should not have been in man-to-man defense, but they were. Looking back at the play, it seems like they were confused because Rod Marinelli 100% is a zone guy. And remember, with zone, you go across. And with man, you go on a vertical routes, right? And they got beat on a vertical route that, of course, they should have been playing zone because they suck and they have to keep everything in front of them. So the fact that they were, whatever reason, man-to-man defense in overtime leads to mental weakness and mental fatigue, which they got some rest this week. So they should be better off, as we'll give you the winners tomorrow. Second game that I got wrong that I should have gotten right, again, with the over-under with the 49ers, the Vikings, and the Eagles. Eagles and the Arizona Cardinals. Again, if you live in the past, you die in the past, right? So right now, watching Christmas movies with my wife, the phone stays in the office, right? Because of the trend, and really it's been around for a long time, and I reread the book because I kept making that mistake. I kept betting 2019 NFL football, maybe 2021 NFL football with his teams, and you know, knowing the coach's tendencies, instead of 2020. And all those three games were going over, and my analysis had a twinge of what the coach's objectives were versus the reality of what's going to happen, right? Like the Doobie Brothers song, "What a fool believes a wise man has the power to reason away," right? And we could have, again, it goes back to number two rule of research of betting. Number one rule of betting is always do your research. The number two rule of betting is, no, number one rule of betting is never bet your own team. Number two rule of betting is always do your research. And I should have thought these games through just a little bit more and said, hey, this is 2020 pandemic year. Zimmer's not going to be the same. Nolan and the guy who's in shape, ballhead guy for the 49ers, they're not able to implement all they want to do. They're missing players because of COVID-19. And other reasons, those games are going over. So you're talking about, that's a lot of money at $1,000 a game. So that's $950 a pop. 49ers, Bears, Vikings, right? And then the Eagles in Arizona. Those are games that I got wrong. The process was wrong. And I know better, right? I should have gotten those games right, correctly, thinking it through and living, being mindful of where I am, right? So when you're watching movies with your significant other, you're having dinner with your significant other, you're present, you're in the moment, right? And I was betting last year, next year, not this year, right? So those are games I got wrong that I should have gotten correct. Another one was the Jets and the Rams. So here's some serious analysis right here. This will make you a lot of money. You can't game plan for every team, right? So when you have, we got the LSU game. So we got the LSU versus Florida game because we knew Florida the next week was playing Alabama. They were going to keep things in their back pocket. The rotations were going to be tighter. And they were going to put everything in. Those plays to 84, man, they were not in that LSU game. Pitts, who ended up going pro, those were not in the LSU game. So the LSU covered the plus 24 points. They actually won the game. And we made money. Same thing with the Rams and the Jets. The Rams are playing two-time Super Bowl participant, winner. Pete Carroll's won a couple Super Bowls, too, as a defensive coordinator. They're playing them next week. And they're playing the Jets this week. Again, we knew that was going to happen, but how bad were or are the Jets? We knew through our research that Adam Gase is now calling the plays, and they look a lot better. That offense looks a lot better with Adam Gase calling the plays, right? He's bad at management. He's bad at delegating. But he's good at calling plays. That's why he's making $6 million a year as a head coach for your New York Jets. So thinking that through, we literally could have picked the Jets in that situation, right? But we did get the under, right? And that's where arbitrage comes in. When you arbitrage comes from the finance world, whenever you buy and sell 10 assets simultaneously, you will make money taking advantage of market inefficiencies, right? Which for us is the knowledge of what we know and the numbers. Know the numbers, you will know everything. So as a result, thinking through it again, looking at the situation, we should have gotten that right. Now, improbability theory, right? Because the highest level of probability is 80%. So when you hear people say, oh, this is a lock, so on and so forth, you can only, there's no such thing as a lock. There's the highest probability, right? Which is 80%. So it's a high probability based on our research, based on our assessment, based on our perception at the time. This is the highest probability outcome, right? The way you say it. So what they call it is the surgeon did the surgery perfect, but the patient died, right? You did the process perfect, but you didn't get the optimal outcome. But it wasn't because you didn't execute information that was under your control. That's what happened in the Cincinnati game. Great pick. We got him plus 15, right? We got him plus 15, and the over-under was 42. They had a random score that made it go over the total, but Pittsburgh's a defensive team. Their defensive line's playing great. There was no logical reason to think Cincinnati was going to score that many points. Plus, you cannot, and there's a big argument in betting, right? Can you predict turnovers or not? The answer in my book, right? And remember, we have a high level of, we have 400% ROI. It means that we started with 50 grand and now we got 250 grand, right? So we're highly successful at doing this over a 12-year period of time. So that's the caveat, right? That turnovers in our system, right? You do not put them in your handicapping process. Now, similar to analytics, analytics doesn't work in football, but it could be a tool. Analytics do not, you don't use analytics solely to determine the outcome. You use it as a tool to determine the outcome, right? So with turnovers, if you have a great coach like Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, who know how to create turnovers, Nick Saban in Alabama, you use it as a factor, especially as the year goes along. And if a team or a quarterback are a turnover machine, you use it as a factor, right, to predict the outcome of the game. You don't make it be the end-all, be-all, and really try to predict turnovers in a game. So Pittsburgh had a couple of turnovers they usually don't do, and the game went over, right? So that one, big deal. There's that 20% luck factor. We prognosticated the game correctly, but we got it wrong because of luck, right? So you have to differentiate between the luck factor and me not being present and mindful of 2020, and that normally games that go under will go over, all right? So we'll be back tomorrow giving you the winners, learning our lessons from week 15, from week 16. And we'll also go ahead and give you all the bowl games as well. So it'll be a heck of a podcast. Bet equal amounts on each game. Go on the website and read the top 10 rules of betting, right? Which we use business and financial concepts in order, right, to wager on the games, but you can use it to start a business, make your business better, learn about business. So you aren't even eligible for the stimulus checks, right? Because you're doing well in the richest country in the world. And we give away the picks. Action Sports charges you $300 for information that's worse than ours with non-transparent market. We have a live spreadsheet where you can follow along the picks, right? And we always close with Winston Churchill because we have a spirit of abundance. That's why you teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. If you give the man a fish, right, you only feed him for a day. So we're giving you fundamental business financial information so you can prosper. Because we believe in abundance. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk. And as Winston Churchill said, right?
If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is free. It's a podcast that I use. And they really do a good job for us here at the GFSN Betting and Team Report podcast. It helps us make 70 to 80% of your bets. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started, my brothers.
That's why this sport don't cost $800, and that costs $200. And I don't know what that costs, I'd be ashamed to work. That's why I'm